two items on business this morning. We'll begin with the makers of Kerrygold, Ornua, reporting a 69% increase in operating profit for last year to €83.1 million. The dairy company exports to 110 countries and sold 10 million packets of Kerrygold every week last year, an increase of 13%. John Jordan is CEO of Ornua. John, do you think last year was such a good year for Ornua because people were eating at home and baking at home while they were stuck at home?
Good morning, Petula. Yeah, and thank you for reporting on those results. Absolutely. I mean, COVID changed our world in so many ways. And, you know, a dramatic shift in consumer buying behavior. And if you think of, you know, somewhere like the US, which is one of our big markets, pre-COVID, food consumption was 50% in-home, 50% out-of-home. But COVID changed all that because of lockdowns. And we saw a huge surge in retail demand, a collapse in food service. And with our teams, we were very focused on our customers and consumers. And exactly as you say, Petula, we saw a lot more at-home eating, a lot more baking. People moved to brands they can trust. And thankfully, Kerrygold was in many of those sandwiches, many of those meals and many of those recipes. And as you say, 10 million packs per week of sales around the world, which is a phenomenal result.
A strong performance for Ornua is good news for your member cooperatives and the farmers who supply them.
Indeed, and Ornua, as you rightly say, is a cooperative. We're owned by the manufacturing co-ops in Ireland, who are in turn owned by 14,000 Irish dairy farming families. And we're adamant that they produce some of the best quality milk in the world. In 2020, Ornua purchased over €1 billion worth of Irish dairy products. And we made that commitment very early in the COVID pandemic to give some security and assurance to people. We believe we paid very strong prices. We've declared a very strong value payment, and very importantly, Petula, we kept markets and supply chains open throughout the world, which was to the benefit of the entire Irish dairy industry.
Thanks, John. John Jordan, CEO of Ornua. The annual results of the local enterprise offices for 2020 show that 5,600 new jobs were created, but there was a net loss of around 1,500 in what was a challenging year for small businesses. Local enterprise offices approved over 13,000 vouchers to assist businesses get online or improve their online offering. This was up 950%. Padraig McElwee is chair of the network of local enterprise offices. Padraig, was moving businesses online the key to their survival?
Yeah, Petula, it played a key role. It's probably one of the most positive aspects that came out of COVID because a lot of businesses hadn't an online presence prior to COVID. And the initial aim was really to help or assist local people buy from local businesses. But we got an added benefit in that many of businesses realized there was actually a wider market opportunity in export markets. And for a lot of people, the global market has now become their local market. So it's a good news story coming out of a very tough year.
And Padraig, what will your network of offices be doing to help businesses get back on their feet as the economy reopens?
Well, first and foremost, our key role will be to assist businesses to get back on their feet. And with the support of the Department of Enterprise, Enterprise Ireland, and the local authorities, we're actually well positioned to build on the supports we delivered in 2020. If you take, for example, the online, we've now got them online, but we need to develop their skill set that they can sell effectively online and, more importantly, get back to profit making. But we also have a wide range of supports with our typical funding supports through grants. We do a significant amount of online training. And probably one of the key supports we put in last year was actually one-to-one mentoring support, just to give businesses that assistance. Our goal this year will be recovery, improve competitiveness, and really develop innovation among our many enterprises.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Padraig McElwee, Chair of the Network of Local Enterprise Offices, thank you.